The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. All right.
Here we are.
Here we are again. Woo!
Here we are again. This is Lynn
and Bev,
and together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM at the wonderful Pittsfield Community Radio, coming into your cars, your homes, your workplace, and wherever else you happen to be.
Ears
into your ears. We appreciate you listening. We do have an email address. It is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we appreciate any comments that you might have, any thoughts you might have, any suggestions you may have, or if you'd like to be on the show with us, we would love it.
Sure. Come on in. Sit down. Have a chat. Tell a joke. Make us laugh. Yay!
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers. Do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR, management, other producers, or sponsors.
That was Greg.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I thought he was going to, you were going to cry. I thought you were starting to talk like you were crying.
Oh,
but
no.
Then I realized you weren't, and then I listened carefully, and I said, I know, this one's Greg.
No.
I'm wrong. Almost every time, I think I was right once.
Could be.
Just once.
Hmm.
It's amazing, though, you do get your voice to sound very close to Greg.
Wow.
Don't you hear it?
Well, they say
yes.
People and their pets start looking alike.
Okay, she's laughing hysterically. You can't hear her. I can see it. She's lost it. See, you can barely.
I don't know where that came
from, but
that
she
was
is.
Not the thing to say.
There she is. And Greg is not her pet. Greg is not her pet. I have a quote of the day. Maybe I could find one for you. If you dig a grave for others, you may fall into it yourself. Let's see.
Is that one?
I don't know. It says, if you dig a grave for others, you may fall into it yourself.
Okay, I get that. I get that. I get that. I do.
Yeah, yeah. And men are like wine. Men are like wine.
Are they?
Some turn to vinegar, but the best improve with age. That's a nice one. Isn't it?
I say that again.
Men are like wine. Some turn into vinegar, but the best improve with age. That's a nice one.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's our quote of the day.
I have three quip trivia questions.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
How much did the lightest baby
weigh at birth? 6.5 ounce, 9.17, 12.3, or 14.2?
Wait a minute.
One of those.
Lightest. Wait a minute. Read that again.
How much did the lightest baby weigh at birth?
Who?
Any baby.
Well, babies are less than 6.5. I'm confused.
Ounces? Not pounds. Ounces.
How? Read it again.
You're a little premature, aren't you?
Let's see. No, I was a big baby.
I'm not.
Read that again.
You missed it. How much did the lightest baby ever weigh at birth? We're not going to get beyond this.
6.5
ounces.
Ounces.
There you go.
Okay,
got her. She got it. Okay.
I finally came to life.
9.17 ounces or 12.3 or 14.2.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. These are baby trivia questions.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
How much did the heaviest baby weigh at birth? The heaviest.
Okay.
12 pounds. 14 pounds, 16, 20, or 23.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And the third, what is the record for most surviving babies from a single pregnancy? 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9.
Wow. These can just blow your mind when you think about it. I think of the record single, and I think 5 is incredible. To think that 9 could be the answer, and that is unbelievably incredible.
Yeah.
And then you think out of that, if there was 9.
Well, how much would they weigh?
How much would they weigh? And now we're up to the weight thing, the ounces. And then I think, did they survive?
Okay.
All right.
What you got?
Okay. So I have things to make your friends laugh.
Oh, good.
Pretend to be asleep when they try to talk to you. Can you ever fake sleeping?
Yeah.
I can too, really well. And then when they come to wake you up, you jump up and scream at them.
Oi.
Yeah. Oi.
I like the ones where you just get nose to nose to them and then they wake up. And
oh, yes. Yes. I like it when Mark is asleep and I have nail polish and I polish his toes.
Oh.
I've done it. And it's really funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's really, I think I did it one time when the kids were over and they thought it was really funny.
That is cute. What does he do?
He tells me to get it off and I tell him I don't have any nail polish remover. So one time I did it and he was out on the deck. I think it was his finger. Was it his toes? I think it was his toes. And he had them soaking in two little bowls on the deck. And I said, what is that? And he says, alcohol. I said, alcohol won't take off nail polish. And he insisted it did as he was screaming it off.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
It's a wonder you're still together. I'm wondering what kind of pranks he pulls on you.
He doesn't. He's not a pranker. He's not.
But he puts up with yours.
Yeah. Wow. I don't do it often.
I'm going to ask him.
All right.
All right. How old was the oldest woman to ever give birth to a live baby? 50, 60, or 70?
70.
Actually, you're right.
I think I knew that. I think I read that someplace.
It happened in November 2008.
Oh, my gosh.
Rajo Devi Lohan. Doesn't say where.
Yeah. 70.
70 years old, giving a baby. No way. No.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
No.
Can't wrap my head around that.
I don't think I'd mind the being pregnant part, but the birthing, no.
Yeah, and then after. Then after. Because,
no.
Let's face it, when you're older, you don't have the patience, you don't have the stamina, you don't have the energy you had when you were
20.
20. Yeah. Okay. Hey, you know what you can do? You can convince a friend that you have learned, you have to make this good, how to talk to animals. You have to make it very serious, like you took a class, or, and then you begin having a conversation with your pet and react to what your pet does and have a serious conversation and make it very serious.
And how long could you get that to go on?
A few minutes. a few minutes. Yeah.
I mean, I do talk to my cats.
But you have to pretend that you understand what they're saying.
Usually and, it's get off my back. Pull those claws in. What do you think I am, a post?
Yeah. You talk to your cat, but don't get a reply.
I don't really talk to my cat anyway. It's I talk at my cat.
You talk at
your
cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is the largest number of children born to one woman over the course of her lifetime? 15, 24, 32, 48, 57, or 69?
I'll just take a shot. 48.
69.
Really?
In the 1700s, a Russian peasant woman gave birth to 16 sets of twins.
What?
7 sets of triplets and 4 sets of quadruplets.
She never had a single birth? She had only twins?
I was going to say something funny about that, but I won't.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
I can't wrap my head about that. Very, very strange and confusing that she had all of her births were twins, triplets, quadruplets, sextuplets, did you say?
No.
That she didn't include just a single child.
I want to know who she was married to, where she lived, and how she made her living, and when, how much help she had with the babies, and
how
where she could afford them.
How she made her living, I don't think she worked. She had to have...
She was in bed all the time.
Yeah, before and after births.
Well,
you got to think about it. She was.
Gosh.
She was.
Holy moly.
That's holy moly is right.
Okay.
Hey, you can also send a friend random unexplained gifts in the mail. For instance, like a pair of used socks or
But do you say who they're from?
Half-eaten sandwich.
Oh, they're anonymous?
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a half-eaten sandwich.
Yeah, just send it in the mail. Send something in the mail.
I would take it to the post office and say, please return to sender.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think you can write that on something and put it back in your mailbox. Return to sender.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you don't have to put any postage on it. That'd be a good...
Yeah.
If indeed they put a return address on the envelope, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Okay.
Oh.
I like that.
Okay. How many bones does a baby have at birth?
Oh. Is it multiple choice?
206, 300, or 306?
206.
300.
300 bones?
Some
fused, nice even number.
Yep. Some fused together later for an adult total of 206.
Aha.
They have more bones. Babies have more bones than adults do.
Well, that's, I wonder, so the skull is a bone, and you know how they have that space, and that grows together.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
But I don't think their brains are in two pieces.
No. I hope not.
Their skull, I mean.
There's
only a small...
Just a small space?
Yeah.
So it's connected, but there's a small space.
Because they got to come out, you know, and if you have a whole head, whoa.
I hope they have a whole head. I would... Yeah, that's kind of what we expect. Is a whole head. I mean,
ooh, there's a horror movie in there somewhere.
You love them anyway, but
yeah.
Kind of expecting that. that's great. So you can, this is good. Invite your friends over to dinner, but don't answer the door. And when they call you, t- tell them you're on vacation.
I think you said you did that once. Didn't you do that once?
I did not do that. Did I? No, I didn't do that. Did I do that?
I thought you said you did. Okay.
Maybe I did. I just can't remember. So, Patty, did I ever do that?
Okay. Oh. How many diapers does an average baby go through in year?
Oh, my gosh.
2,500, 5,000, or 7,500?
In 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. 5, 1 day. So it's 50. And they divided by, multiplied by, and then divided by, and then you took the fraction of the quotient. And 7,500.
Yes.
So I did the math. Did you hear me?
I heard that, and I smelled something.
That's a lot of diapers.
I wonder if they were the kind you had to hand wash or the ones you throw away.
I never used cloth diapers.
I did. Of course, I'm older than you are.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't. But in my when I had kids,
yeah.
Disposables were the thing. Mm-hmm. Were definitely the thing. We unfortunately didn't think, I won't say we, I will say I, did not really think about, you know, pollution. And I didn't want to touch the diapers.
Gotcha.
But disposable diapers are really cool now. We didn't have the elastic around the leg and all the...
They leaked.
We had, yeah. Hey, start a conversation with your friend. You can try this out on Greg.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, just start singing. Just start to sing. Start talking to him about something. Get into a conversation and just start singing.
Dear, did you know that we need to, hey, baby,
exactly.
How are you doing?
Exactly. You could talk about something serious, like, you know, we really have to get our wills done, honey.
And we should look at your prostate.
And then you can start singing.
Don't rain on my parade.
Up and away. These are so good.
These are so good.
I actually need to print this again and put it up on my wall so I can remember to do these to people. Because these are fun.
All right.
You have to laugh, right?
In which range can a newborn baby see most clearly? 3 to 7 inches away, 15 to 18, or 8 to 14?
I think it's 3 to 7.
And 8 to 14.
Newborn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Only 8 to 14 inches.
Well, that's better than 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
8 to 14. And then obviously that continues to
yes.
change.
Yes. That's true. Yes.
Sometimes when you get older, you can't see 8 to 7 or 3 to 5 or whatever that first one was.
Don't ask me to read anything on a bottle.
See, I can. I have nearsightedness.
You can do that.
I can read the smallest print near because I am nearsighted, but I can't see the distance. So, you know, when people put their pages way out like this to try to read.
That's me.
I don't have to do that. I can see it perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
But distance, forget it. So if you ever need me to read a bottle, call me.
What good is that going to do if you got on the phone? Stop it. I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
Well, then you zoom it.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Go to Michael's or some store, crafty store. Buy some big those googly eyes, good size, maybe the size of a half dollar. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's bigger than a quarter. And buy the googly eyes, and then go to when you're at their house, you put them all around their house without them looking. You stick them on things because they're sticky on the back. You put two little googly eyes on their toilet seat. You put two little googly eyes inside the shower. You put two little googly eyes in their kitchen inside a cabinet.
I think if I saw eyes looking back at me, I would either lose it downstairs or my hair would fall out.
I wish you were my neighbor. I could have fun. And you wouldn't get mad because that's not a mad thing.
Oh, you want to bet on that?
That's a fun thing. I like the googly eyes thing.
Okay.
Makes me want to go over to all my friends' houses now and do stuff.
What can a baby do that an adult cannot?
A baby?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple things.
Oh, wait a minute. Cross its eyes while sticking out its tongue, breathe and swallow at the same time, curl up into a ball and suck its thumb.
Oh, I was going to say suck its toe. Curl up in a ball and suck its thumb. An adult can do that. Really? Cross-eyed and stick out your tongue?
No, I'm saying, showing you I can do it.
Oh, I think it's the other one. I think it's breathe and swallow, because that's something that adults, we can't do.
I cannot do that.
But a baby
can. Start coughing. But a baby can do that.
Breathe.
How do you think they drink milk from the bottle? Remember,
right.
It's in their mouth all the time, and they're sucking away, and they're breathing.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
never
right.
Really occurred to
and
me.
Then I wonder at what point in life that changes.
When they're done with the bottle.
So that tells us we need to keep sucking on bottles, which we kind of do with water bottles, but we do take a breath.
Yes, we do.
Hey, when you're with someone, especially if it's someone you haven't seen for a while, make up a story about how you met their favorite celebrity and just go on and get them seriously envious.
Oh, my
just
gosh.
Just tell the whole story and get really detailed about it and excited. And
see, for me, that would be hard because my favorite celebrities aren't always actors.
Are they dead?
No, they're like writers.
So that is a celebrity. So who's your favorite writer?
I have a couple.
Who's, pick one?
C.J. Shara.
So I could say to you one day, if I knew that, we could go to breakfast after we do our show. And I could say, you're not going to believe this. I was in a bookstore in New York City, and then I could do this whole thing about how I met one of your favorite writers.
I hope she's still alive.
And hopefully she's still alive because.
Okay.
Okay. I love these.
It's your turn.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just did the celebrity one.
Oh, that's right.
It's your turn. And you know what I've been doing? I've been crossing all these out so I can't read them anymore. And I didn't save them on my computer. Oh, this is from a website called greatworklife.com.
And mine are from lovetoknow.
Excellent.com.
When, at what age, is a baby typically capable of giving a real smile?
Oh.
First week of life, around 5 weeks or 10 weeks?
10 weeks.
About five.
Five?
A real smile that is not gas.
Okay. Five?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the very first time my son smiled at me, reacted to me, not just a smile. I can see it. I remember the day. I remember where we were. And I'll tell you, the joy that I felt when I saw that eye-to-eye contact and smiling at me was so awesome, and I'll never forget it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? Okay. I'm still reading some stuff. Oh.
Okay, when do babies begin to cry real tears?
Thank you.
At birth, about 1 week old or 1 month old?
1 month old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone should relax. If you see tears, they're probably not real tears from something, but at 1 month, your heartstrings are going to get pulled.
Even though they don't. Yeah.
Because you'll know they're real tears.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's some things you can do in public to make people cringe. Well, this isn't really. Have a conversation with yourself in a public place. Well, that happens all the time.
I see that everywhere.
It's really true.
And I look to see if there's anything in their ear.
Yes.
Are they talking to themselves or are they talking to somebody else?
So one of the ideas that you can do to make people cringe is wear your clothes inside out.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That'd be fun. Yeah. That'd be fun to do if you're with another person. You know, you have your friend with you or your sister's with you, and you're walking, and you both stay pretty cool and see what people do if they come over and say, you know, excuse me, but your tag. And then you can just say to them, oh, no, this is intentional. This is right. This is how I dress. You could really run with that. That's fun. I have to go on a vacation with my sister because we would do this stuff.
How many hours does a newborn baby sleep each day? 7 to 8, 10 to 12, 15 to 16, or 18 to 20?
15 to 16.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was really just a guess.
Okay,
that
but
was
you
a
did
throw it.
It
out there guess. So 15 to 20 in a day. So that's newborn, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you think, you know, we say to people and they say, how are you? I know you had your baby and how are things going? And you say, oh my gosh, she's such a good baby. She sleeps so well all the time. It's just amazing she's so good. And not realizing that that's a newborn baby. Newborn goes away at about what? 3 weeks?
When I think it's as soon as it's on the bed or something.
Sleep pattern begins to change, and your lovely little child who has been sleeping through the night and all decides, I'm going to change things up a little bit.
These are quizzes. This is a quiz for trivia. I'm done with the babies. In Sex and the City, what is Mr. Big's real name?
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
Really?
No. Is it a multiple choice?
No.
I don't know.
John James Preston.
Okay.
All right. How long does it take a man to change a diaper?
Men don't change diapers.
Approximately 90 seconds.
Is this true?
This is true.
Really? That's pretty quick. So here's the thing you can do, but I don't really suggest it.
What?
It says to sit in the front row of a movie theater and then cry very loudly at the sad parts. I think that'd be really an interruption.
That'd be really annoying.
Yeah, that'd be an interruption and really annoying. So I'm going to cross that one out. But you can also... Oh, there's one that I actually saw done, and it's really funny that when someone's talking to you, hopefully someone you know and a friend, when they talk, you just repeat exactly what they're saying immediately. So if they say, hello, how are you? Once they say hello, you say hello, and then everything is repeated. And that will drive somebody nuts.
My kids used to do that to each other.
Did they?
And it would drive them nuts. And then it would drive me nuts I'd have to fix them. When they were nuts.
And then they would do it again.
Yeah.
Because they like driving you nuts.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it on the telephone, it makes people think something's wrong with their phone.
Really?
I've done that. Yeah.
Oh.
They think there's some kind of, that I can't, at
don't,
first.
Don't admit.
Don't do that to you?
No. Oh. Don't admit that you do that because people will.
Oh, that's right. I don't do that. I just said that for the sake of the show.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Which award-winning actress named her baby boy Phineas? Now, you watch a lot of movies and things, so I thought maybe you might know.
Phineas. I think it's, I know her name. She's blonde. Yes?
I'm not giving you hints.
Or she's the brunette.
Or a redhead.
I don't know.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. She wasn't one of my choices, but she could have been, and I like her.
Phineas. Her little boy is Phineas.
I like the name Phineas. It sounds Irish.
Phineaus. Can you imagine that poor kid going to school to write his name?
Yeah. There's a comedian, and his name is Mike, and it's spelled M-Y-Q.
I would say Mick.
I don't know what I'd say.
M-Y-Q?
M-Y-Q is his name.
That's all right. My son spells his name J, capital J, O-Z-I-P-F, capital F, dot.
What? What? Is his name Joseph?
Yes.
Why is the dot there?
Because he wants to. He had it. He got it legally changed.
And that's his name?
Mm-hmm.
There's no last name?
No, he's got a last name.
It's just Joseph with a dot.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have the dot.
Mm-hmm.
So do you say Joseph dot?
No, but...
You don't say Joseph dot?
I don't.
But is that what it's supposed to be, Joseph dot?
I guess.
Oh, my gosh. See, I read that as Joseph. Interesting. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
How could you name, how could you spell your name? I could do L-I-N or I could do L-Y-N. That wouldn't be very, very different, though.
No.
I could do L-E-E-N, lean. That wouldn't be right. How could we do Bev? B-A-V-E. That wouldn't work. I don't know.
I'm afraid. At this point, could someone come in here, please, and spray or something?
Well, it'd be cool to see how you could change the spelling of your name. Bah. Would, I don't know how you, I don't know.
Somebody, Eberly.
Correct. That's correct.
How many times has Elizabeth Taylor been married?
Oh, I think she was married, I think she was married four times. Seven. Ten.
Eight
times?
But to seven husbands.
Because she remarried?
Richard Burton.
Richard Burton. Was she married to Richard Burton when she passed? Or he married to her?
No. I don't know who she was married to then, if she was.
And I wonder when she remarried him. Did she divorce him, marry others, and then remarry him after?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll be darned.
I think so.
See, they were meant to be together, I guess. So you want to drive somebody crazy? You want to make somebody think that you're crazy? Talk to an inanimate object as if it's a real person.
I do that.
Do you?
Because I have a lot of stuffed animals.
And you talk to them?
Because I'm going to talk to them.
To be funny?
No, because they're... I just do. Yeah, it's comfortable.
Good. Okay. So I've talked to mannequins in a store.
I want those boobs.
What? Did you say books?
Probably.
I think you said books.
Probably.
Yeah, I want to read those books. Yeah, I'd like to read those books. Actually, the Lenox Apple Squeeze a few years back had a man that someone built out of sticks. And it was beautiful. It was a man standing there. I think he was, they had him holding I want to say he was holding a newspaper, but I could be wrong. But he was standing there at the park in Lenox, and there was all these people around. So I went over, and I began to have a conversation with this piece of art, which was really quite nice. And that was really fun, because
people... But you did realize it was a piece of art.
Hello! It was made out of sticks!
I'm asking for directions, sir. Is it that way?
And that was really fun because people would walk by knowing and they'd laugh. And then people would walk by wondering. Is she? Okay, does she?
I would have been the latter.
Does she really realize what she's doing?
Okay. Yeah. All right. This is kind of, what is the best-selling cosmetic product in the United States?
So you know the answer, so I'll just ask, is it the cosmetic itself, like blush, lipstick, eyeshadow, or the company?
But both. It's got both.
Okay, so I think that it's got both?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Maybelline lipstick.
So close.
Really?
It is Maybelline, but it's mascara.
Mascara.
Cool.
Sorry,
guys.
Mascara. Okay. I'm going to jump to childish things you can do with kids to make them laugh.
Aww.
And these are pretty cool. You can make a fort out of blankets and pillows and spend the day or the night inside of it. So when my grandkids come, that's one of the things. They're getting older now, but... they will go in my living room and they know they can get blankets and chairs and just make a huge fort. They get inside, they put flashlights in there and my little electric candles, and they have made all kinds of stuff. And it makes a mess, but it's really fun. And they really love it, and they know they can do it. They'll cut holes. They'll bring boxes in.
Oh, my gosh.
And cut holes, and they made a little thing where they deliver food. They made little ramps. And so that's a really fun
that's very
thing
clever.
To do with your kids.
Which actress appeared on the first cover of Playboy?
Oh, is she Italian?
Oh, give me a hint.
It wasn't Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
It was.
Was it the one where her dress is being blown up in?
I don't know. I don't have a picture.
Interesting. And I guessed it. Hmm. How that stuck in my head. So here's one. Speak to your child only in rhymes.
Oh, that's hard.
I think that would be fun.
Did we take a break?
I did. You know what? I don't think so. Are we past our break time?
Yeah.
So let's just keep rolling. Or should we take a break now?
We should take a break.
We will.
Okay.
Whoa.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from Evgo Hypnosis. Join Evco Hypnosis October 17th for the inaugural Hypno Mixer for singles at J7 on Winter Street in Pittsfield. Discover the benefits of hypnosis while mingling with other singles in a relaxed and enjoyable setting. For more details and to register, visit evcohypnosis.com.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. And we are back.
Yes.
We took our break a little bit late, but that's okay. We were just really into it. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we have our riddle. Not riddle. I wrote them down. Our choices. Our things. Our things you say in the beginning. The things. Our challenge. Our challenge, which I put right here. The lightest baby weight. The lightest
how
baby
much,
weight.
How much did the lightest baby weigh at birth? 6.5 ounces, 9.17, 12.3, or 14.2? And how much did the heaviest... Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much did the heaviest baby weigh at birth? 12 pounds, 14, 16, 20, or 23? And what is the record for most surviving babies from a single pregnancy? 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9?
Okay. We will have the answers to those at the end of our show. In the meantime, we have things to share.
Did you ever see the movie Steel Magnolias?
I did.
I thought you would.
I did.
Do you remember what it was that Shelby died from?
Oh, my goodness. Diabetes?
Very good. Yeah. Well, kidney failure due to complications diabetes.
With diabetes.
Very good.
Oh, that was a tearjerker. If you want to cry.
Yes, it was.
And what's her name that played the flying nun?
Gidget. Yeah. Sally Field.
Sally Field. She does a scene in that movie where she finally just has had enough. And it's award-winning. Maybe she did get an award for it.
Maybe.
That's a really good movie. I once had a book, and it was, you look up movies according to your mood. So if you felt sad and you wanted to cry, or if you would look it up, and it would tell you what movies to watch, if that's what you were looking for.
Okay.
And that was definitely one of them.
Wow.
Yes, and Beaches. Beaches was another one.
I never watched Beaches.
Oh, my gosh. That's a tearjerker.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
So if you don't want to cry, stay away from them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. And Finding Nemo. Oh, my gosh, Finding Nemo. Did you see Finding Nemo?
No.
Oh.
I found Dory, though.
Dory, but Finding Nemo.
Okay. All right. All right. Calm down. It's okay.
I'm good.
We're going to be good.
Okay.
What was the last state to join the United States of America?
Oh, Hawaii.
Very good.
Okay. Yes. You knew that one.
Sure.
You knew Hawaii. I know you knew Hawaii. Hey, you want to really have fun with your kids? Act like you're a spy. And then share top secret information by whispering it to them. Hey, come here. I got to tell you something. In the other room.
I guess.
Yeah. In the other room, I think there's some candy hidden. I think there's a Twinkie. Let's find
it. If you cannot hear her. She's saying, I think in the other room there's some candy.
Or a Twinkie.
Or a Twinkie.
And then you go on the search, but you're spies.
What if they don't find any candy?
You have to hide something.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I think that's really fun.
I think that's very cruel if you don't put eggs.
Oh, you have to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Amazing how whispering can get a child's attention when they're having a kind of a... Yeah, you just start talking really soft like that and say, oh, wait a minute, I have something to tell you.
Just lowering your voice.
Yep.
What does CBS stand for?
Broadcasting system. Circle Broadcast. Clark Broadcast. I don't know.
Columbia.
Columbia Broadcasting System. I should know that.
Why?
I don't know. people say that. People say that. When things like that happen, I'm a people, and people say that. Oh, I should have known that. Ah,
yeah,
darn.
Okay.
Even if they didn't.
I'll buy that.
They shouldn't have. They just say it. Hey, get a piece of cake, one for you and one for the child.
Yeah.
And then say, wait. Put your hands behind your back. Now eat cake.
And they would.
Yeah,
you know they would.
Oh, that'd be so fun. Do that. I think that's so fun.
Okay. Several U.S. presidents were assassinated while in office. Who was the last resident to be assassinated?
JFK.
I don't know why they do this. It says John F. Kennedy / Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess it depends on when you read it. Maybe you read it before. Maybe if that was written prior to JFK. Well, no, then that doesn't make sense.
Who was the last resident? Why would they put both names? All right, that's one we can scratch out.
Well, we know the last one for us is JFK.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. No, I'm not going to go there. I'll be nice.
I just read in the news somewhere within the past 2 weeks that a picture or a video of the back of the car when JFK got killed was sold for an enormous amount of money.
Does that include the seat?
What?
Did that include the seat?
What seat?
The back of the car.
Yes, the back of the car. A picture of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, a photograph.
I thought you meant the actual.
A specific photograph of it, the back. And, you know, you can look it up. But I just remember reading something about that.
Oh, that's gruesome.
Yeah, it was sad. Okay. Always disagree with everything with everything someone says. So if you're talking to me and you say something, I go, no, I don't think so. And then you say something else, I say, gosh, no, no.
Yes,
and
it is.
Then
yes,
you say something is. Else, and I say, oh, I actually, no, no.
Can you tell me the names of Snow White's seven dwarfs?
Okay. Sneezy, Dopey.
No. Yes, Sneezy and Dopey.
Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Sneezy, Dopey, Doc. I know I know our listeners are yelling these out. They're yelling these out. Dumpy, Rumpy, Clumpy, and Flumpy. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck on Sneezy, Dopey, and Doc.
Grumpy.
Grumpy.
Bashful. Happy.
Yep.
And Sleepy.
Who would you be?
Sleepy.
You'd be Sleepy? Who would I be?
Never mind. I would be Dopey, excuse me.
I would want to be a combination of Dopey and Bashful. Because I think Bashful was really cute. And I think when you're not being Dopey, if you're being that really cute kind of bashfully kind of thing, it's endearing. Maybe I'd want to be a little
like
bit of
a
both.
Naive person or something?
No, just quiet and soft, which is something I'm not used to.
I understand that.
Yeah, people wouldn't be used to quiet and soft.
Okay.
All right. I think we are at the end.
We are. We've got...
I thought I saw you pick up something.
Yeah,
all right.
No. Okay. We've got about 5 more minutes.
Okay. All right. So I want to go back to the fun things to do with the kids.
Okay.
Because I think I'm trying to find it, and I think I lost it. So go right ahead and share while I find it.
Abraham Lincoln had no middle name. True or false?
True.
You knew that?
I did know that. Don't ask me why. It's in there somewhere.
Wow.
That it got pulled out, and I don't know why I knew
I
that.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Huh.
Yeah, it just dug up.
Okay.
Just came up. I just kind of knew from something. So with a child, you can... Oh, I did that one. Oh, no, you don't want to fill up a water balloon and drop it on somebody's head. Well, yeah, you could. You could fill up a water balloon and drop it on somebody's head.
I want to fill
up
a water balloon and put it outside to freeze.
Oh,
those are beautiful.
They're beautiful, and you add food coloring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that really does work.
I'm going to try that this year.
Okay, so if you all don't know what we're talking about.
We just fill up a balloon with water with food coloring, and you stick it outside in the snowbank, and you leave it overnight, and if it freezes hard, then mm-hmm. you've got yourself a big, pretty marble.
Mm-hmm. You can do any colors you want.
You leave it there, and, you know.
And it's pretty.
Yeah.
You can use it if you're having company and you want to decorate your buffet table. How Ooh, about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can speak in a different... This is not typically for kids, but you can speak in a different accent every time you talk to somebody.
Why would I want to do that?
You can do more than I can do. Because you can do the Irish one. My daughter just got back from Ireland. She loved it there.
Oh, did
and,
she?
And the people, she said, were wonderful. And uh-huh. I haven't talked to her yet about the beautiful accent. But you can do that one really well.
See if she can get it.
Get it?
If she can do it.
If she can do the accent now that she's been there, I will.
Germany drinks the most beer in the world per person. True or false?
False.
Very good.
I think it's Ireland.
It's not, actually. She's going to sneeze. She's preparing.
It's not Germany. It's not Ireland. It's
the Czech Republic.
Really? Is that right?
That's why it's spelled C-Z-E-C-H.
Ha ha ha! That was good. That was very good.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, with kids, you can pretend to be an animal.
Yeah.
When you're with them.
Yeah.
They would love that.
They would do
They'd get right into that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It also says that, you can put googly eyes on everything in your house, which we did talk about, but you would do that if you have a child and you want to have fun with your child. That would be fun to put googly eyes everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I love all this. This is great.
The kids' bathroom on the Brady Bunch. Did you watch the Brady Bunch?
I did.
Well, the kids' bathroom on the Brady Bunch didn't have a toilet. True or false?
Oh. I think maybe that's true.
That is true.
That's just a guess.
Well, can you imagine? How would... No. Don't go anywhere else with that.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Well, they did have that housekeeper. Took out the trash, right? What was her name?
I never watched it.
Alice.
Oh, the maid?
Alice. She, yes. So it's really funny because you do see all these programs from the 50s and the 60s, and I don't even know if that was in the 70s, but they there was the woman who was the wife and the mother,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times they had a housekeeper. Remember Hazel?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've often thought, what did the mom do all day? Because they were live-in, or they would come in the morning and leave at night after cooking the meals, doing the laundry. But the mom was home. What'd she do? What did she do all day?
Help.
I know.
Somebody out there. What did she do? If she stayed home all day, what did she do? Did she help the maid?
I don't know. It's interesting to think, what did she do?
Did she write the best-selling book of the year?
Maybe. Maybe. Writers. Best-selling books.
Okay.
All right.
Now.
Here we go.
I've got to remember which questions I asked.
It was the lightest baby weight.
Yes. Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
6.5 ounces or 9.17 ounces, 12.3 or 14.2?
Well, I'm thinking about a can of vegetables is usually 12 or 15 ounces, maybe 16. I'm going to go with the 12.3 ounces. And don't ask me. Don't ask. I know. Don't ask. I'm just...
Actually, it was 9.17 ounces.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How much did the heaviest weigh?
I'm going with the big guns. 23.
Yep.
23 pounds.
You're right.
That's
23 pounds, 12 ounces.
Baby. And I would hope for her sake she had a C-section.
Oh, God. Okay. And the last one. What is the record for most surviving babies from a single pregnancy? 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9?
Well, remember, we also talked about the woman who...
Yeah, but not her.
Okay. All right. So I will go right in the middle with 7.
8.
8.
The Suleiman octuplets.
Oh, yes. That's right. They all survived.
Yes, they did.
I wonder if they were one of the ounce babies, and I don't mean their names.
No.
I wonder if they were over
one
a pound.
One of the lightest, yeah.
It'd be interesting to know that.
Well.
That was a while ago.
That was. They're grown up now.
What was that, in the 70s?
It had to be close to that.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
I hope that was a cesarean.
Wasn't she the one, too, that wanted to get her face changed, like... surgery to look like,
yes.
Oh, God.
I think she and her husband divorced. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, she did. She had some, did she want to look like a cat or?
No. The woman who played the, oh, my God, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
She wanted to look like the actress in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
She wanted to look like the actress.
In Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Who was it? Who was the actress?
Mr. and Mrs.
Stop
Smith.
Stop yelling at me. I can't hear you.
Who's yelling? I'm yelling?
People at home.
Oh, because they all know? Mr. and Mrs. Oops. Hey, Siri. Who played in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the television show?
No, the movie.
We're cheating. Angela Jolie.
Angela Jolie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, but it was Angela Jolie. And yes, I did say television show. Okay. And yes, we did cheat. And thank you for listening. We've enjoyed being here. Hope you've enjoyed our show.
And don't commit us before we do something really bad.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby!
I don't know why I did
89.7
that.
What? WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
What? What? Oh, that piece?
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.